Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson and Jeffersonians. We are here for yet another beautiful Sunday, broadcasting live from the studios here in Redding, California, at KCNR. And as always, we are happy to be here and happy to be another Sunday closer to victory for the State of Jefferson. Because if you think about it, every week that goes by is a week closer. So, as always, we are here with my co-host, Wynn Carpenter from Shasta County Committee. Good morning, Wynn. How goes it?
Good morning. Going well.
Yeah. Just freshly returned from the front lines down there in Rhode Island, as we call Nevada County. And how goes things down there?
So far, so good. We had a good good doings yesterday.
Well, that's good. And, you know, Nevada County has been an interesting county and a unique county, as every county in Jefferson is. And, you know, we like to play kind of a game with ourselves and say, you know, if this was back in 1770s, you know, which colony would be which state?
Yes.
You know, because you have such a unique collection of people on the committees, and they do kind of take on their own personality that really meets the constituents of the county. It's almost like, you know, how they say a dog takes on the aspects of the owner.
Yeah.
It's almost the same, where you get these people that's a microcosm of each county, and to see how the thoughts and the ideas and the characteristics of people really do change at that imaginary border, it fascinates me. But it's a lot of fun to watch it happen.
Very true.
So, you know, because you can take a Jeffersonian from, say, Lake or Mendocino County, and they're, other than the fundamentals, they're a bit different than from Siskiyou or Lassen or Modoc, or, you know, and then you've got different counties that are kind of eclectic all on their own. And it's a lot of fun to watch, and for history nerds like ourselves that, you know, kind of examine constitutional conventions and things like that, and the back and forth that went, you can almost see different personalities. And it's kind of a fun game that we play with ourselves.
So it is a fun game.
that's why we call Nevada County Rhode Island. But
it was good. We came away with some good stuff out of there. What it boils down to is just, you know, getting the signatures of the support statements, getting the calls being made for the, you know, the 51sters being a 51st-er, and making sure that happens, and the support by donations, because mm-hmm. without the legal representation, which we have to pay for, it goes nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely just dies on the vine. So we need to make sure that all the businesses that support Jefferson, all the individuals that support Jefferson, are making the donation to what we're doing. And just as a gentle reminder, they can make the checks out to SOJ Formation and mail it to P.O. Box 1364, Shingle Springs, California, 95682. And it goes to Shingle Springs because that's where our treasurer lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in El Dorado County, which is almost to the southern tip of Jefferson.
Yes, it is. And it you know, if you look at the money as an aggregate, it's a little overwhelming what you need for a court case. But really, if you break it down, it's not that bad. If everybody in Jefferson was to give $2 a week for a month, we'd be good.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd be there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we are marching along down that road. We have a couple of irons in the fire to help give a couple of shots in the arm to the to the fund and things like that. But, you know, for very little, you can purchase freedom.
How much skin do you have in the game?
Absolutely.
You know, every person that's, oh, yeah, I support it. Well, you support it mentally, just saying, hey, it's a high five. Well, you know, throw a dollar or two at it to show that you support it.
Throw a couple bucks in it.
A lot of us are doing that on a regular basis.
gather 10 signatures.
Yeah.
You know, make 10 phone calls.
Exactly.
Very simple, very basic, very easy to do things for liberty.
And the biggest thing is, you know, for those that aren't aware, the phone calls are to the legislators mm-hmm. of California, all 120. There are 40 senators and 80 assembly members. And make 3 or 4 calls a day. I've actually made 120 calls a couple times in a day. I've called every single one of them mm-hmm. several times in one day. So I know it's possible. So for people to say they can't even do 3, I call baloney.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, don't even say that you're going to be that lazy. It takes 2 minutes, and the longest part of the process is actually dialing the number.
It is.
You dial the number, and, you know, you speak to a staffer. The staffers have been great to date. So far, they've been wonderful. They're the messenger. You know, you just tell them, hey, I want the assembly member or the senator to support the state of Jefferson.
And if you're an engaged citizen anyways, you should have most of our guys on speed dial.
Exactly.
I do.
And you call your own representatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on the districts you live in and whatnot, you call those daily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what needs to be done. I do it. And I know a great many others are doing it. And they're feeling the pressure. And that's what they need to feel, because guess what? We are their bosses. And we need to remind them of that. They are not our leaders. They are our representatives. There's a huge difference. And people need to understand that they work for us. Our tax dollars support what they do down there. And they need to be working harder for us and even different for us. And they're electing not to do that right now. So we need to make sure that they feel the pain by us making phone calls to them, faxing them, emailing them, going knock on the doors if you're in the neighborhood. You know, and also their local offices, wherever their local offices may be, mm-hmm. call them, fax them, email them, and go knock on the doors.
Yeah, and your local office, for some of us, we can hand deliver.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
and it is really kind of about rethinking and reestablishing the employee-employer relationship.
That's right.
So I always say that people forget who pays who in 3 relationships: politicians, doctors, and lawyers. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to forget who's really in charge at the end of the day.
Yeah, who writes the check.
Who writes the check. It's not them. So, and it is. It's absolutely vital to do that, maintain that. And it's interesting to see the interplay as they kind of become used to you. For some of these guys, I think would become about as regular as their cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, and the good thing, too, like a lot of us that have been calling for a long time, I've been calling since November because we actually initiated the whole process and began doing it in January. But I wanted to make sure I was comfortable with doing it, and several of us decided, you know, let's start calling early just to make sure that we've got it down. We, mm-hmm. you know, any blockages or road bumps that we are aware of, that we let the people know about those. And there haven't been any, other than people not answering the phone, which is very rare, or their mailboxes are full. But
weird.
Guess what? That's the first one you call the next day, because they clear them out that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call 24/7. You don't have to call 8 to 5. 24/7, because they have answering machines on their phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call, and if you don't want to speak to a person, you just leave your message and be as polite and as courteous as you can, because you would treat them the way you want to be treated, and just move forward. And that's what's been going on. And a lot of our callers are doing that. So, you know, if you're having issues with that or not knowing where to go, go to soj51.net. And right there on that website, you can find out about being a 51st-er. Click on that 51st-er button. It'll take you to the names that you can be calling, and just keep on going through the process. It also tells you how to donate. So there's no excuses for people not having the information. It's there. And if they want to know about their local county group and the leadership in their county, and they want to get involved, you can go to the county committees, click on that. Guess what? Your county's right there. All counties are right there.
Mm-hmm.
So go through and check them out. And if for some reason we need to update or correct things, we'll get that done. And we have a few that we know we need to, as of yesterday with our meeting. We need to get a couple things straightened out or cleaned up. So we're going to get those tidied up here pretty soon. But for the most part, it's just minor details. So it's all good.
And with that, we have a caller on the line. Jimmy, you there?
Yes, I sure am.
How goes it this morning, sir?
Hey, it goes great, guys. I really love your show. It's awesome. I catch it every week. But I just heard something. You probably already know about this, but I wanted everybody to hear about this. And it's another example of the terrible financial decisions that California makes. Well, with all these students protesting about higher tuitions and student loans, what does Janet Napolitano do? She allocates $24 million to help illegal aliens in their college education. I mean, it just blows me away. So I just wanted to shout that out, and you know.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, Jimmy, and as we say here repeatedly, every day California makes our argument stronger.
And you'll notice there's not a UC in Jefferson. She's a UC president. There's not a UC in Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to skirt that, but not without the tax dollar.
and it just blows me away how, you know, that could go for, you know, the citizens of California, the students. So anyways, thanks, guys.
You're right.
All right, bye.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Jimmy. That needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. But she's just one more minion of our leadership in Washington.
And, you know, the education is always a big one with the state of Jefferson, and we can touch on that in just a minute when we come back to the other side. If you have any questions or comments, call us at 530-605-4567, and we'll see you on the other side of this break.
Are you coming to the tree where Dad may go down for his love to flee? Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree?
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. You don't know no money, get you some. You don't have no car, get you one. Self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barrio and the slum. His shadow is cast
wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
That is about what the enemy looks like. So we had some things that we wanted to touch on, but quickly Jimmy brought up a good point in some of the things that's going on with education under our current state regime and some of the things that need to be done with education. As Wynn pointed out, we don't have a UC north of Sacramento here, and that is something that needs to change. I see the capability of us hosting two, if not three, UCs. There's no reason that Humboldt State, once we become the state of Jefferson, couldn't be upgraded to that status. They already have a very, very fine forestry program. They have a very fine marine science and technologies program. There's no reason we couldn't add technical aspects to that, like a marine diesel college, restoring some of the things. Central Jefferson is prime and ripe for an A&M college, agricultural. Yep. And I mean, yep, there's a lot of things that we can do and solutions that get outside of the box. Why can't we adapt our junior colleges to be able to teach and issue a four-year degree?
There you go.
We have some very fine junior colleges up here.
Yes.
And they're a resource that could be expanded and exploited very easily, very cheaply. The infrastructure's in place already. Mm-hmm. There's no reason we couldn't do it.
There you go.
The only reason we can't do it now is because of the rules and special interests that are rampant in California.
There you go.
Well, you
move the rules aside and make it work for your benefit, for your citizens. It
can absolutely happen. And there's a lot of us that believe that technical schools, professional schools, things that teach a career are vital.
Right.
We've trained a generation of underwater basket weavers. And wonder why our infrastructure is crumbling, why our economy is crumbling. We need to get back to the core things that make America go. And we are prime and ripe for that kind of investment.
Absolutely.
But not under current methodology of the regime in Sacramento.
There you go.
So
there you go.
With that, we have Gary Hollihan on the phone next up.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. Regarding the Jefferson calls, Bev, long tall Bev, last week called 2,024 times to the state legislator, our representative.
As of last week, she hit that number. That's what you're saying?
2,024.
Wow.
And to that date, she has received 8 replies, 4 I think within the last 3 weeks, and that has been it. Last week I called Brian Dolly's office and Ted Gaines' office here. Ted Gaines,
who's Ted
same
Gaines?
Old song and dance. I ended up hanging up on the guy. Brian Dolly's representative, as you know, is Brian Ross, formerly of the status newspaper we have in town.
Yeah, Bruce Ross, yes.
Yes. He says that signatures, they don't count. He said votes, if they have an election or if the Board of Supervisors want the state of Jefferson, he says that we pay attention to. Well, we don't pay any attention to the signatures. He says anybody can get anybody will sign a name.
Well, anybody who's a resident of any county within the state of Jefferson is able to sign a name, their name, and
right.
It's legitimate.
So they really don't look at.
So under that same logic, Bruce Ross wouldn't have supported the Constitution of the United States of America and those signatures because they weren't approved by the British Stamp Office.
well, there you go.
Yep, yep.
You just answered that. And speaking of that, of the status paper we have, isn't it amazing that the two supervisorial candidates that came out early for the state of Jefferson are on the do not elect list of the newspaper? And I'm sure Gary Cadd's name will appear on that, too. It couldn't be coincidental that all three were for the state of Jefferson, and the paper is not, of course.
You know that's how the game is played. So by the record searchlight not endorsing them, that's more. That is an endorsement to everyone else to vote for them.
Indeed, that is definitely an endorsement. Number two, Red, to Burns, Oregon. Does a Michael Emery ring any bells?
Yes.
Okay, I understand. A couple weeks ago, apparently, the FBI raided their underground newspaper, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, they did this because the sheriff, and you, please tell me, who's a constitutionalist, was out of the county or such. So anyway, they raided Michael Emery and charged him with gun violations. He didn't have the proper permit, even though he did have all the permits for his guns. They arrested him anyway. So, just like you said, you might as well not comply, because it doesn't matter if we have a gun permit or concealed permit. We're going to be against the law anyway. But my point is that the beat still goes on in Burns, and the FBI is still doing their stuff, and apparently too many people are standing idly by and letting it happen, although I know of some people that are definitely involved in the fight against the all-empowering government. What say you?
Well, I agree with that, and there is a bit of nervousness and tension among us alternative media folks, because they are starting to hit us. They're starting to come after us. People are being arrested as the alternative press because of the things that we're willing to put out there, the truths that we're willing to report, and the things that we're investigating to. They are trying to silence us. We've seen that on several instances. A prime case up there in Oregon is Pete Santilli. Whether you agree with Pete Santilli's reporting or, you know, the way that it is, the fact is that he is a member of the press of the United States of America, and he's sitting in prison for reporting on the situation that occurred in Bunkerville and Burns, Oregon. And it's wrong, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and it's silencing the press. You don't have to agree with the man or his reporting. You know, it's not like we march into the New York Times or the Record Searchlight, even for that matter, and arrest somebody every time they put out a bad article.
Right.
Too easy.
Okay, one final thing. Next Saturday, after the parade, we're having, and please help me out on this, we're having a get-together, big gathering, food at the Veterans Hall downtown. So I was going to mention that people could come there after the parade. It's just a short walk, and grab some food, take part in a celebration, and also give me your signature and or money to the state of Jefferson all at the same time. I mean, how convenient is all of that? So looking forward to seeing a lot of our Jeffersonian friends and making new ones next Saturday at the Veterans Hall, and I think it's going to be from 12 until 3, et cetera. Please help me on that, or Sally can call in and inform us. All right, I'll hang up. Take care. Thanks, gentlemen.
Bye, Gary.
And with that, we've got Nick on the line.
Good morning, Nick.
Are you there, Nick?
Hello, Nick.
Well, it sounds like maybe we've lost
Good
Nick.
Good morning.
Oh,
hey,
there he is.
I'm curious about the name of that fellow's underground newspaper. I hadn't heard about it.
What I
called for is I think that it would be advantageous if you people mentioned all the other states that are watching the state of Jefferson and wanting to start their own movement, that this isn't just California that's fed up with the status quo, and that this is a step to take our country back. So you guys have a great day, and if you could expand on that, I think it would be good for a movement. Bye.
All righty. Well, very quickly, ones that we're aware of course, Oregon, Arizona, Maryland, Colorado, Pennsylvania, New York, Florida, Nebraska, Texas. There's a great very many places that are looking at similar things to what we're doing, maybe not necessarily along the exact same lines, but understanding, especially out here in the West, where we have such huge diverse states compared to the postage stamp states of the East, the fact that the time has come maybe to draw some new lines for the sake of representation.
And keeping in mind, it's not just northern part of California. There are a lot of counties in the central part of California that want to do the same thing. They're watching and waiting. So it could be a natural thing where we break off, they break off. It could be California could be broken into thirds or fourths by the time this is all said and done. So it's not just us doing it. There are people down in the southern part, southern for us, but down the Central Valley that are looking to do the exact same thing. They're having dialogue. They're working very hard right now behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So when the time comes, it's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am type thing, and it's going to happen. So people are watching nationwide. Like Red said, he listed all the states that are looking at us to see what's going on. And remember, this all goes back to Reynolds versus Sims when they hosed us over by removing our representation locally. And that happened in 64. So we need to get that back.
And it's not solely a conservative liberal movement.
Absolutely not.
There are liberal interests that are suffering from the same things that we are, where they are being overridden by unbalanced representation, and their voices are being heard, and their way of life is also being crushed.
And that's the beauty of Jefferson. We're inclusive. And people don't seem to think that. You know, those the outsiders that are reporting on things that they think they're the know-it-alls about Jefferson, they are absolutely not the know-it-alls. They don't know everybody in all the counties. They have not met with the leadership teams in all the counties. If you go to that's why yesterday's meeting was so interesting, because you get to hear all this other stuff, and it opens your ears and your mind. Right. Every time you hear something, somebody speaks, they come up with an idea from a different angle. It's like, huh, I didn't see that one coming, but it was a good one. And that's the beauty of it, is it's inclusive.
Well, and at the end of the day, if you were to take all of the committees of Jefferson and put them in a room together, you would have a regular Baskin-Robbins of political ideas and social thought.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful thing to watch the interaction and interplay of that, and the brilliance of thought that comes out of just normal political and thoughtful discussion.
Right. Right.
It's fantastic to see the things that come, because you take all of these ideas and these common interests, and at the end of the day you distill them down to something, and it is a good spirit.
It is. And it's just, you know, everything comes together the way it's supposed to, and we work very hard on making sure that we're being fair and making sure we're doing everything according to the Constitution. And that's the thing. You know, if it doesn't follow the Constitution mindset, then we don't go down that rabbit trail.
And then there's going to be some things we dig our heels in and fight about until we come to a resolution.
That's right.
Oh. And with that, we are going to take our break at the bottom of the hour. Again, if you have any questions or comments, this is KCNR, Free Fire Radio for the North State. Call us at 530-605-4567 and join us in the chat room. And very quickly, we have a clarification from one of our people in the chat room. They think Ted Gaines might have played for Leonard Skinner one time back. That's who Ted Gaines may be. All right. Thank you, everybody.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Try to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you didn't.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, you.
Oh, and of course that is meant in the most humorous, sarcastic, and metaphorical way possible, I swear. So,
oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, and with that, before we get going on to our next segment, we've already got another couple of phone calls in the hopper. And with that, we've got Dick.
Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, I was reading the local Sunday papers, you know, the Reading scrap heap there. And I noticed reading what comments of people all running for supervisor and other positions against LaMoffa, and it seemed like without exception, every one of them complained that we need to get more jobs up here, but we can't because we have too many state and federal regulations. Well, with that in mind, you'd think that they'd be all on board with helping us get this state of Jefferson thing moving. It seemed like they'd be really active in it, but none of them are, or some of them are. But anyway, that was my thought. I read that, wow, they all have this the same benefits of Jefferson, they're all complaining about it, but they're not helping us get the thing rolling. And one more thing, just a comment. My wife and I are driving back from Bakersfield. We left about 9 o'clock yesterday morning. And we just passed the airport of Sacramento, and I was following a motorcycle about 200-300 yards for about 30 miles. Finally, I creep ahead of him, and I passed him up. And when I got back into the slow lane, I look back, he's coming passing me again. And he goes right alongside of me, points to my car, gives me the thumbs up. And I had my Jefferson plaque on the side of the car. So we got a one thumbs up from a from I-5 there. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
All right, great. Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing how popular it is, and where you go, you run into Jeffersonians.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, okay, we're not alone.
We're not alone. If you're wearing the shirts, they say, hey, I like your shirt. I like your hat.
True. You know, and as to Dick's comment about all of these commentators and all of these people that want to run for office, yet are not really working for Jefferson, we are the solution. So it kind of makes you wonder, really, how serious are you about fixing it?
They have the answer to the test.
They do.
They have the answer.
And they still fail.
And they still fail. And it's not cheating.
No.
We've educated them, so they have the answers to the test.
There is a lot of good, fantastic people that do support the state of Jefferson that are running for office that we'll get to. But next we have a call from Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good.
You know, I got a comment on yesterday's thing at the convention center. I cannot believe the North State up here had 45 people show up to a convention for senators that you can learn what they want and don't want, how they want it and everything. And in their stuff, they let us know what we were allowed to ask questions about and stuff, and nobody was allowed to ask a question about the state of Jefferson. So there was a part of something that's going on that we couldn't even ask a question about to know what they feel like or not, even though there were some of them up there that have talked to us already that are for the state of Jefferson. But, you know, I couldn't believe our area up here could only muster up 45 people to come to see these people running for Senate, a very important thing for Barbara Boxer, who's leaving. I mean, it's unreal.
Well, actually, it was for Doug LaMalfa's...
Or Doug LaMalfa's seat, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Doug LaMalfa. The keynote speaker was running for Senate against Barbara Boxer.
Right, I'm sorry. So. Yes.
But, yeah, I would have to agree with you. I had the opportunity and pleasure to be the moderator for that debate.
Yes,
and
you were.
The only congressional debate to occur in Shasta County during this election cycle,
yep,
and 45 people from Shasta County, as politically involved as this county is, as everybody loves to treat their politics here as a contact sport, 45 people show up to actually listen to their candidates. And that includes only 4 of the 7 candidates, including our incumbent, who didn't even bother to show up to address the constituents.
Well, like they tell us at times, why should we come up there and waste our time and money for 45 people? I mean, how many people do we have up here?
Well, I would submit if it was our current congressman.
You know, at least a couple hundred.
I would submit if it was our current congressman and there was some Monsanto money or Farm Bureau money to be had, he'd show up for 2 people.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, since I was out of town working on Jefferson stuff, there were 45 people in the convention center.
Yes.
45 people.
It was disgusting.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Wow. So.
And what? We had 6 people speaking. And, I mean, they were great. They were really great.
They were.
I mean,
and it was, they opened themselves up to 4 hours of discussion and questions from the crowd to find out exactly who they are, where they stand in detail,
and
what their plans
some
are.
Some of them gave some fabulous answers.
They did.
Wow.
You know, about everything from marijuana to the bathroom problems to jobs. We added in there everything but Jefferson. But, I mean, it's just the idea that it's very important stuff, and nobody comes to even see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And you know, really, at that point, Shasta County is buying what they deserve.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
With that, Bob, we got one more phone call, and then we got to get off to our last
you
break.
You betcha. You guys have a good one, and thank you for the calls.
Thank you, Bob.
For being there.
Thank you.
And with that, Steve, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Well, I'd like to thank the Record Searchlight for a couple of things there. First off, Jenny Espizo has been doing a great job of reporting actually what we've been talking about. Not a lot of slant there, but also the endorsement of Ted Hu and listing the exact reasons that I have been telling them that it's utter ridiculousness. The drones, the tax holidays, which would never be able to be adjudicated. Could you imagine going and buying a box of pencils and you're 80 years old and going, well, are you going to school? Do you get the tax break? Or is it just the 6-year-old who buys a box of pencils and you get the tax break? It's just absolutely insane, but they listed these things.
What if I'm 80 years old, but I identify as a 6-year-old?
Yes, that is a very good question.
Wait, isn't that, discrimination straight across the board?
What if I'm a 6-year-old that identifies as an 80-year-old?
Well, could you imagine just going to your local drugstore and say, hey, buying a book, buying some pencils, and say, oh, well, only 70% of that tax is not going to be collected today. So how do you do that for a weekend? How do you tear up every local business for a weekend trying to figure out what part of the tax to take and what not?
Is that all pencils, like mechanical pencils, or only school-approved number 2 yellow pencils?
Excellent question as well. You know, these things, these unintended consequences of these feel-good measures, they just don't make any sense. Hey, why not put something like, let's get back to the federal management plan as far as doing our logging, get our businesses back. That's a bill that might be worth something. Tax holidays for school kids for second weekend in August, or I guess they have the tax holiday for the 1st September and October for hunters. Like, that's all great stuff, but it's all press. It has no meat on the bone. Let's get our people back to work, Ted. Let's get off of these ridiculous bills here. Yes, you're a tax fighter. We all are tax fighters. Nobody enjoys these additional taxes. But you have to make sense when you're doing it. Why not put some folks back to work so we can make this region strong again?
I have
take
a question.
On the forestry interests.
How do these tax bills or these proposals get as far as they get? I don't understand how they get off the paper that they're on and people actually allow them to move forward. I don't get that. Common sense doesn't seem to prevail.
Do you want to be the one to go against school children? I mean, that's how Prop 47 passed, the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. Who's not going to vote for safe neighborhoods and schools?
Let the locals take care of that.
Go ahead and release a massive amount of prisoners and have them run amok in our counties and then cut the amount of felonies we have down. Perfect way, but it's whatever you title it. And you know who's titling these things? It's all the AGs.
Yeah.
It's all the county councils that are titling these things, and if it's to their political desires, they go ahead and put titles on them that are utterly ridiculous, and then they end up passing, and people don't know what they're passing because, you know, you just read the title and check a box, and we end up with all these prisoners that are running around unsupervised, and they do it again and again and again. The recidivism rate is going to be just outrageous in the next few years until the people realize we have to pull some of these things back.
AB 109, thank you very much. Nothing.
It's like trying to cure cancer by delisting cancer as a disease.
Yes.
It's the same stupidity.
Yeah.
So, and with that, Steve Baird, candidate for Senatorial District 1, I hate to cut you off, but we've got to get to our break. The engineer's looking at me like he's going to break my legs. So
okay.
We're out to the next one.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
So, with that, we will be back right on the other side of this break. Again, this is KCNR Free Fire Radio for the North State.
Something's got to give.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
It's going to be good.
Wow! Rodeo, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. Rodeo.
Ready, Rodeo.
The fun and action-packed event held every night during the rodeo. Reading Rodeo 2016 tickets are on sale now at readingrodeo.com. Don't miss the excitement of the 2016 Reading Rodeo. Friday night, the third night of our $1 million tour PCRA-sanctioned rodeo. And Saturday night, the PCRA Challenge of Champions Rodeo, featuring the best cowboys in the PCRA. Go to readingrodeo.com. Click on tickets to buy your tickets now. You can get your e-tickets now delivered right to your smartphone or computer, then just scan them at the event. We'll see you and all your friends at the Reading Rodeo 2016 at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Reading Rodeo.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Space Monkey Mafia, I remember those guys. Yeah, we didn't start the fire, but we'll happily heap fuel and gasoline on it until you can see that sucker from space.
And we'll make s'mores.
S'mores. I love s'mores.
S'mores.
You can't say s'more and not smile.
They're all different kinds of s'mores.
Yeah, we like s'mores.
And we have some s'more information for you. We're going to be having a town hall next Sunday. The 22nd at 2 p.m.
And this will be wrapping up this cycle of town halls.
As far as we know, until we get some more scheduled on, yeah. And this will be the Glen Colusa County Town Hall. They're combining their two counties down there, which is a smart thing to do because a lot of them do that. And so, again, it's going to be Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. at Granzella's Banquet Center. Mm. Everybody knows where Granzella's is.
Good food.
Yeah, iconic little spot there. So, again,
the best Long Island iced teas in the North State.
It's a great place as a pit stop coming and going. So, again, Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m., Granzella's Banquet Center. So come down and hear about representation, accountability, and constitutional principles. Jefferson.
Absolutely.
And Mark Baird will be the featured speaker.
Fantastic. And what else do we have coming up?
Well, we have a Shoot for 51, a sporting clay tournament, and that's going to be held over in at Coon Creek Trap and Skeet Club down in Lincoln. And so they're towards the southern tip of our Jefferson, and so that's going to be on June 4th. So if you have any questions or concerns on that one, you can get a hold of Mike Lucas, and you can call him at 268-7205. And that's area code 530. So, again, 268-7205. And the
shoots are always an amazing and fun event. Really, really good day to you know, or a good way to burn up a day on the weekend, have a little fun, mm-hmm. meet some great people, a lot of good camaraderie. It's a good, fun time.
And when you go and you compete, you're competing against the youngins. And guess what? The youngins are good.
What I always like is watching the women outshoot the men at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. The guys are like, wait a minute, how can I
do that? She scored a what?
Yep.
So it's good. It's a good time. So definitely encourage everybody to get engaged in that mm-hmm. they can. Go have some fun.
There you go.
Put your money where your mouth is.
There you go. And again, you know, it's Jefferson wide. We are wanting people to support everywhere. So check it out. And if you know somebody down there or you don't or whatever, go check it out.
Yep. And we've got Sally saying that there's a Jefferson booth at the Calaveras County Frog Jump, too.
There is.
So, which is another great event if you have never been to. The care and attention these people put on these frogs to watch them leap to see whose frog can, you know, that's just not something you see L.A. getting engaged in.
Not at all. They'd probably spray it with something.
But, you know, for us, time-honored tradition.
There you go. Well, and two, Jefferson's going to be, given the counties, they're going to be at different fairs. You know, so keep your eyes out. You know, you go to the county fairs, guess what?
Go support your local county fairs.
Support your local county fairs, absolutely.
I can't think of a event that more brings together the culture and the people and the community than your local fairs. And they are dying, folks. They've gotten sad compared to what I remember them being as the year-end social event. And we need to get back to supporting things like that as we talk about rebuilding our community, rebuilding who we are as a people, restoring our cultural traditions. Your local county fair is definitely a good place to start.
They are, definitely.
So, well, we did have things to talk about, but, you know, with all of our calls today, we have worked our way well through the hour, and as always, we love and appreciate the phone calls. But next week, hopefully, we get a little bit of room to talk about some of the things that will be coming up for the state of Jefferson. You know, what now that the cycle of town halls has gone through, you know, the court case, some of the things that are coming, and, you know, some of the exciting meat that we're going to have the opportunity to get into and start designing what our state's going to look like.
Well, and the process, too, with the legal aspects, filing the court case and whatnot, it's moving forward. It's in motion. So people say that not going to happen or whatever. It's in motion.
It is.
So they don't realize that, and they don't know because they're not part of the process. And there are many of us that are part of the process, and we know it for fact. It is in motion. So it's moving forward. So share with everybody you know that it is going to be going forward.
Yeah. And we have one quick comment in the comment room about SoCal festivals. It said they would have PETA protesters. I didn't realize that PETA protesters were good jumpers. Are they better than frogs? I don't know. That'd be interesting to see.
There you go.
What would you have at the PETA Olympics?
I don't know.
What would you do with those people? I have no idea. So, yeah, again, and we'll be discussing some of that and some of the things that are coming to fruition. And, you know, as we've said before, sometimes we hit these lulls that it seems to be a little bit of a grind in the state of Jefferson. And then, you know, when the timing's right, we grab a gear and off we go to the next phase.
Yep.
So, and it is happening. There is a ton of things going on behind the scenes as the movement every day gets a day closer to victory.
There we go. And if you feel that California is too large to govern, which obviously it is, then support your county. Or support your neighboring county, or support mm-hmm. all the counties.
Or support a Jefferson candidate.
Support
they
a Jefferson
are
candidate.
Loose all over the North State right now.
They are.
And we'll be starting to address that in the next couple of weeks, too.
There you go.
With that, we'll see you guys next Sunday. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Senate Judiciary Committee set to vote this week on an email privacy bill.
The bill is meant to close a loophole in the 1986 Electronic Communications Privacy Act. The act requires law enforcement to get a warrant before forcing technology companies to hand over customers' emails or other electronic communications, regardless of how old those communications may be. Though the outdated provision is no longer used by most agencies, the law technically allows law enforcement to use a subpoena rather than a warrant to get emails if they are more than 180 days old. Privacy advocates and technology companies have been pushing for years to close that loophole. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Talks between Secretary of State Kerry and Saudi leaders today included discussions over the role of opposition groups that Saudi Arabia backs in Syria.
These groups, along with the Al-Nusra Front, have been successfully attacking government-held areas. And